First of all, Citizen Action, through an affiliated organization, our research and education affiliate called Public Policy and Education Fund, is one of many navigators throughout New York State that whose purpose is to help consumers first find out which health insurance plan is appropriate for them, and then after they select a plan, we help them get through the process of enrolling in health insurance. And New York State has actually done really, really well in enrolling people in health insurance. They just announced that over 500,000 people are enrolled in health insurance. But what the navigators do, including Public Policy and Education Fund, is lead people through the process, answer any questions they have, help them get through the website and figure out which plan meets the needs of their families, and then enroll them. And we alone have enrolled hundreds of people, but as I said, statewide it's over 500,000 people.
Of course, the Affordable Care Act still remains quite controversial. How does New York State compare with its rollout efforts with states that are controlled by governments that are more opposed to the Affordable Care Act?
New York is among the highest in the country in terms of number of enrollments. And it's also important to say that New York, at 500,000 enrollees, is already almost half of its three-year goal of 1.1 million enrollees. And it turns out, our experience has been that the states like New York, where the politicians, the governor, the legislature have cooperated actively with the Affordable Care Act and the processes, and actually invested resources in getting their state's residents enrolled, are not surprisingly the most successful, like New York and California. Other states, like, for example, Texas, where there's active resistance to it by leading officials like the governor, are not as successful. And I think that's totally unsurprising, because you really need a community effort, including from the highest level of the state on down, to really enroll thousands and thousands of people. It's a major outreach and advertising campaign that's involved.
Your organization is having a press conference on Monday about some of the ways you believe New York State can improve its approach to the Affordable Care Act and make healthcare more accessible. Could you share some details about what you'll be speaking about?
Sure. What we're going to be talking about, and have been talking about, is that we would like certain changes that incidentally have been proposed by the governor in his executive budget, which means they have hopefully a good chance of being passed by the legislature as part of final budget. One of the major things we'd like is what's called the basic health plan. It turns out that while the New York State of Health marketplace has a lot cheaper rates, they're still a little bit difficult to afford for people who are just above the Medicaid level, and that's free health insurance. And some of these people who are struggling with their bills, like struggling with their utility bills and other basic necessities, don't have a lot of money left over for health insurance. And it turns out there's an option under the Affordable Care Act that states have to create a program called the Basic Health Program right above Medicaid, where you can get comprehensive health insurance coverage for a very, very low premium. The governor's proposing up to, depending on your income level, up to $20 a month for this program. So it's really going to make it affordable for people who are just struggling to pay all of their bills. So we think it's a really important thing for consumers in New York State. The other important things that we're fighting for in the state budget are, first of all, protections against surprise bills. This is a situation where, for example, we have stories of people who are had serious emergencies like a stroke, and you go in the ambulance, and because you're unconscious, you actually can't tell people you have health insurance, and then you're hit with huge bills because you went to doctors or hospitals that were not in your network, and therefore not covered. So through no fault of their own, consumers are sometimes being hit with bills that sometimes are upwards of $50,000 or $100,000 and more. So we think this is totally unacceptable, and we need the legislature to get the together, iron out whatever disagreements there may be, and pass this legislation to protect consumers.
Bob, are there any age groups or demographics that you've observed that are either less enthusiastic or have more difficulties in signing up for health insurance?
Well, I think the state put out a report a few weeks ago of enrollment that had taken place up till, I believe, the end of December, and actually found that, generally speaking, the enrollment is pretty strong among all age group levels, and there had been a concern before enrollment started in October that maybe young people would enroll in less a smaller amount, or at least we wouldn't get the robust numbers we were hoping for to make sure that health insurance is cheaper, but it's really not turning out to be true so far. So that's really, really encouraging. And also the state said in its report that enrollment is happening roughly proportional to the population of statewide. So it's really quite encouraging, the story in New York. And we want to push in the next few weeks up until March 31st to make sure that we continue to be successful. Because, you know, while we don't have statistics on, for example, by race and some other criteria, we just want to make sure that we reach all segments of our society, because really everybody needs to have health insurance.
As a healthcare navigator, if anybody is needing assistance or is having difficulties with signing up for healthcare, how can they contact your organization or some of the other healthcare navigators in New York State?
Yes, our number, the number of Public Policy Education and Education Fund, is 1-800-803-8508. I'll repeat that, 1-800-803-8508. And we cover many, although not all, of the counties in your listening area, essentially virtually all the counties in the Capital District and Hudson Valley. And if people are not in one of our counties, we'll be very happy to refer them to navigators that cover their particular county. Or people can go on the New York State of Health webpage to find that out.